Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday edition. Phones are open. If you want to join us, you can bring us anything you want. We've talked about the Chinese trying to get their hands on an EUV machine. What is that? Well, it's a fancy, expensive, $120 million machine with over 100,000 parts that is sold by one company. The Netherlands, ASML is the company's name, and they are being prohibited by the Dutch government and the United States, so it's under pressure apparently from the U.S. The Dutch government is preventing ASML from shipping one of these machines, which can make computer chips, basically. More advanced computer chips, because it had predecessors, and China's had those predecessors, but not this one. And it was Peakless Mountaineer, you brought this story to the table. We were talking about that, and then we ended up getting into urban legends for some amount of time.
Somehow we morphed into Dog Man.
Well, we had a caller that talked about this sundown town.
Right.
And that doesn't seem to be really on the level. Seems to be an urban legend.
Well, it depends who you ask. Apparently, back in the day, it was, but there were some questions about whether or not there were signage that were around. And some people say there were.
And is there a downtown of Sundown Town?
Maybe. I don't want to go to find out, though, I'll tell you that.
Especially not after sundown.
So let's get back, though, into the Chinese restriction story. You've got Chinese manufacturers that have certain chip-making machines, mm-hmm. but they don't have the newest technology, apparently.
And apparently one of the big issues with this is that the advanced chip-making technology is necessary for smartphones. So, we get a lot of stories out of how China is making all the smartphones, and apparently not anymore if this continues. And it's made some waves. It made a response of a woman by the name of Mao Ning, is the foreign ministry spokesperson of China, and she says out of the need to maintain its sci-tech hegemony, the U.S. abuses export control measures to maliciously block and suppress Chinese companies. Now, I just wanted to say...
That sounds exactly like what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and so what strikes me about this is, like, number one, why are you poking the bear here? Like, you are already on the verge of nuclear annihilation with your proxy war with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't enough. No, we also need to provoke another world power with nuclear weapons. Let's go ahead and make sure that we're having an economic war with China.
Yeah, people aren't paying enough money for energy yet, so let's go ahead and make things worse by bringing China into a conflict.
Right? And that's one of the things where, like, if we get energy to work, which is really just a matter of getting government out of the way, because,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, with thorium reactors, we could have most of our energy needs met very easily.
And decentralized.
Yes, mm-hmm. and decentralized. But that, of course, would
be safe.
Yes. Yeah. Decentralized, safe, functional, cheap.
Right.
That, of course, would not put all of the money and power into the hands of the oil companies and all of their subsidiaries.
Their politicians. Who are in their pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we tend not to think about the connection between the two, but pharmaceutical companies are really an extension of the oil company.
Now, why is that?
Now, this is because pharmaceuticals are, by and large, petrochemicals. So in order to synthesize any of these chemicals, they have to use petro products in order to do so. So they take various kinds of oil and oil derivatives and throw away products from the refinement process and things like that, and because they have spent enough time to figure out how to synthesize this chemical and this chemical and this chemical out of these substances is why they use these substances to make all of the, you know, whatever pill that you're taking.
I did not know that. I knew that the processing of oil resulted in the creation of plastics, but I didn't know that they were pumping pills out, too, from that.
Yep. Yeah, and wow. The fact that the pharmaceutical companies have been an extension of the oil companies goes back for over 100 years.
Right, which explains why, you know, with the recent events where the governments overreacted to this thing known as COVID, why it was so easy for the United States to go from sort of a, you know, a state oil sort of thing to a state pharmaceutical complex now, because they're kind of the same thing. So they're all sort of in bed with each other, and it was a real easy shift for the United States to sort of become, you know, more in bed with the pharmaceutical companies than they are with the oil companies.
Yep. And two other major important things about oil companies. Number one is that oil and access to oil is absolutely what backs up the U.S. dollar. Like, it is at this point the only major thing that really backs the U.S. dollar is that OPEC, which still has, like, a significant portion of the world's access to oil, will only trade to any country in U.S. dollars.
For now.
Because
didn't OPEC just cut production despite Biden begging them hold off for a month?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's not the friendliest thing that they could have done with Biden. Right?
Indeed, it is not. And they are currently talking to China about the possibility of being able to trade of countries throughout the world. Because that's the thing. Like, once you crack the seal, like, it's done. It's over with. So once OPEC starts trading even to China for the Chinese yuan, once it starts trading to China, I mean, it's going to be hard to tell other countries that it won't trade to them in Chinese yuan. And then all these other countries are going to go, oh, well, now that there's two currencies for oil, I better split the difference. And I've got all of this debt in U.S. dollars. I better cash in all this debt and accumulate some debt in Chinese yuan or Russian rubles or whatever it is that they accept.
So the other thing backing the U.S. dollar and something that the United States government has been riding since Hiroshima and Nagasaki is the full faith and force of the United States military, hundreds of bases, and they've been riding this wave of fear because the United States has been the only country to drop a nuclear bomb on, you know, a couple of places.
Right.
And so everybody's afraid of that, and so the United States has been able to sort of ride that wave until now, and they're still riding it.
Which is also an extension largely of the U.S. or of the oil companies. Because the thing is that all of the, and this has been like a major historical event, was when the world's defense capabilities were moved from coal-based to oil-based.
Mm-hmm.
So like all of the ships that were used for war moved from coal-based to oil-based, and okay, well now we've got to have a world war because, that means that everything's focused on oil, and Germany doesn't have its own colonies, doesn't have this access to oil, but what it does have is the ability to engineer railways down to the Middle East. So they were going to complete that railway, and then we had to start World War I to make sure that didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, so like oil is not only the fuel for the vast majority of military technology, it's also, you have to think about the tremendous amount of gun oil that they have to go through when they're, you know, firing these things constantly, when there's thousands and thousands and thousands of all sorts of different machinery that you need to continue the shelling that's going on all of the time. So this consumes a tremendous amount of oil. So it is absolutely in the oil company's best interests to make sure that these forever wars continue.
And now they got a new one in Ukraine.
Well,
no plan in sight to end that one.
And what I think is really fascinating about this, though, is that I'm very much convinced that we are in the process of moving to digital currency one way or the other. So if that means that if good money takes over, then that means
like Bitcoin.
Yes, exactly. That means that the more chips you have, the more money you have.
The more computer chips?
Exactly. The more computer chips you have, the more processing power you have. The more processing power you have, the more you can mine different cryptocurrencies.
True.
And if cryptocurrencies end up taking over, then that is going to be the most valuable commodity.
Wasn't it really dumb then for China to ban the cryptocurrency mining?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievably stupid. But, I mean, they are still convinced that they can maintain the control that having a central currency gives them.
Right. And they are working towards the CBDC, as they're called, the central bank. Digital currency, by the way, speaking of, since you brought up Ukraine, the latest headline there is that Russia has now told all residents of Kherson, which is one of the new parts of Russia, to evacuate immediately. There's more.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Join just go to freetalklive.com and grab them up there. And do all kinds of other cool things on our website for free at freetalklive.com. By the way, thanks to Timothy Conrad. Connard. Timothy Connard, who is a platinum supporter of our AMPS program. That means that Timothy,
platinum?
Yeah, he's doing like 25 bucks a month
wow,
at least.
So thanks,
thank
dude.
You. We only ask for five. He's doing five times that. So thank you, Timothy, for the support there. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the word out about freedom to more places, more radio stations. Been doing a lot of calls out to radio stations this week. We've got some end-of-the-year changes that are coming up, and I got to make sure that I get all of them on board and make sure they're all understanding what's going to happen. And I'm really excited about it. We're going to be eliminating a couple of our commercial breaks.
Whoa.
every single hour. It's probably something we should have done 10 years ago, but hey, no better time than now.
Now with less advertising? Who does that? When's the last time you heard about somebody, you know, I've never heard of anything major broadcast, like, I don't know, sports or something, where they're like, now with less commercials.
We actually cut back, I think, a couple of ads, like, a long time ago. It's been so long I can't even remember all the details, but nothing like this. This is this will be eight more minutes an hour of talk time for our show, and that's like over a 3 hour show. It's almost another half hour of content.
Yeah.
So yeah, it really adds up. It'll be fewer interruptions, fewer commercials overall.
Makes for a better show for you, the listener. Yeah.
I'm sure the internet listeners will still complain, so we're not doing it for you guys, but doing it generally, just to kind of make radio more competitive with new media.
I've come to the conclusion that the major purpose of the internet, other than transferring information quickly, is for humans to complain.
Yes, well, because they're anonymous. It's a lot easier to complain when you can hide behind it.
There might be more complaining going on than, like, actual transmission of information.
Well,
I think a big part of why people act the way they do on the internet is because they don't see anyone's face when they read their comments.
Sure.
Like, honestly, if you had to be subjected to the emotional response that people had to what you said, it would change your behavior immediately.
Well, there's some people who say that when you die, you do have to experience that. that you have a life review, but you experience your life through the other, through the person that you were interacting with. So anybody that you made happy or that felt happy about something that you said to them, you feel that. Mm. Anybody that felt upset or depressed or angry or whatever, feel that. There's been people have similar stories have come from different parts of the world that have told of these life reviews. People that have near-death experiences have been subjected to them.
There's a movie about that, too. It's like out of the mid-80s or something where, like, this guy dies and, you know, he goes to this sort of purgatory, you know, sort of area, and like has to go through this like life review with some other people before they decide whether he's going to heaven or hell.
It's interesting. We'll see. So the number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything. We've been talking about the Chinese chip situation. If you want to weigh in on that, you're welcome to do so. I mean, look, China. Manufacturers could obviously come up with their own technology if they want to, but it's not easy, right? Like, there's a reason why there's only one company in the world that can make chip-making machines.
Right.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm. I was going to mention this, too. Like, oftentimes, they say necessity is the mother of invention.
That's true.
If the United States is going to attempt to limit, you know, somebody else's capability in manufacturing by, you know, sanctioning parts and that kind of thing, or limiting who you can buy from, that kind of thing. I mean, all that's going to happen is somebody's going to innovate their way around it.
They may very well.
Right? Now, it may take some time, might have to be some new technology involved, something like that, but, like, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that this is an effective preparation for the world that is to come, because one way or the other, we are moving into the era of digital money. So either having more chips will mean that you can mine more cryptocurrency, or having more chips will mean that you will have a better chance to hack the central bank of the opposing force.
Mm.
So either way, this is what's going to determine who has what money. So there's that. There's also the fact that every single new technology that we're coming out with, more or less, is based on digital processing.
Yep, microprocessors are necessary for that.
Exactly. So every innovation, especially military innovations, are going to require chips. And the more advanced innovations are going to require advanced chips.
And that's what they're trying to prevent China from being able to manufacture.
That is definitely the official story, is that they're trying to make sure that they don't give China a military advantage. But as always, the elephant in the room that never gets mentioned is the economics of the situation. Like, for two reasons. Number one, it tends to put people to sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, unfortunately, gravely unfortunate for our species, is the fact that most people, most of the time, have no interest in the sort of plumbing behind how they operate in the world. They have an interest in the upfront, the front-facing interactions. Like, they don't care where their money comes from, as long as they get it.
So when you're talking about the economics of this situation, mm-hmm. can you summarize what you're referring to without putting our audience to sleep?
Well, yeah, no, exactly what I was saying earlier. So, like, if technology becomes a central bank digital currency system like they're pushing for,
yeah.
then it's going
and
to
And they
be,
will, because it's total control on the part of the government.
They will try. Mm-hmm. They will definitely, like I said, it will go one of two ways. We are headed to an era of digital currency.
Yep.
Now, it can either be a central bank digital currency, and in that case, okay, well, now we have competing countries that are trying to out-hack each other. Mm-hmm. They're trying to screw each other's economic system up. So if I can ruin your gross domestic product by just screwing up your bank system, that's the easiest way to do it. And if you don't have the chips to out-hack me, then I have a huge advantage. Now, if on the other hand, as I believe it will, we head to a cryptocurrency-based digital economic system, which seems to be the way that we're headed, in that circumstance, then it's just this straight-up ability to do mining, the proof-of-work system, that you have an advantage because you have all the chips. Mm-hmm. That means you can mine more cryptocurrency, which means you have more money than your opponent.
And in this case, the cryptocurrency world that you're talking about, the you is the individual and or private businesses that might have invested in mining equipment, not mm-hmm. so much governments. We don't see governments, at least not publicly, gathering mining equipment and launching massive mining farms for Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. They could, but
they might be doing it now. They're certainly not doing publicly.
Right.
And the thing is, the governments are in a position where they cannot in any way endorse cryptocurrency unless they're already, like, being destroyed by the economic system, like El Salvador.
Right.
Whereas a country like China or Russia, the U.S., like, they use their ability to print money to control their population. So
right.
if they come out in favor or even saying that it's valuable, then they're undercutting their own power.
Would it not be in one of these countries' interests, they want to get a leg up on the other countries, to move to cryptocurrency?
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. But it's one of those, like, they would win over that country, but they would have to give up so much power over their population.
Right. They would then just be a competitor right. in crypto instead of in control of people with
right,
money,
right.
which is what they do with their central bank monies. There's more coming up here. You can join us at 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. As wildfires in Oregon and Washington choke much of America's Pacific Northwest with smoke, abnormal for this time of year, a university researcher says authorities need to be prepared for prolonged fire seasons becoming more commonplace amid the warming climate. Russia can access enough tankers to ship most of its oil beyond the reach of a new G7 price cap, industry players, the U.S. official said, underscoring the limits of the most ambitious plan yet to curb Moscow's wartime revenue. The world's top automakers are planning to spend nearly $1.2 trillion through 2030 to develop and produce millions of electric vehicles, along with the batteries and raw materials to support that production, according to a Reuters analysis of public data and projections released by those companies. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio.
Present.
Tonight. There's some news out of the Russia-Ukraine conflict where we've been covering in recent weeks. There was some referendums that were held in the eastern portion of Ukraine by the Donbass and then two areas south of
What's a referendum?
It's a vote.
Okay.
Where people, some people went and they voted to join Russia, to essentially secede from Ukraine and join Russia. And that vote went through with flying colors in those areas. Of course, many are saying the vote was a sham. People in Ukraine, for instance, the Ukrainian government is not recognizing the vote. But the Russian government is. They're saying, look, this is now ours. We're going to move in here. We're moving in our courts. We're moving in our bureaucrats. We're moving in our military. This is now Russia.
Wow.
And
people are going to die, aren't they?
Yes. Well, now, to Russia's credit,
more.
Yes. To Russia's credit, they are telling the residents of Kherson, which is one of the areas that voted to leave Ukraine and join Russia, to leave. They're telling the people that live there to leave the city. And that's because they are expecting Ukrainian troops to wage a counteroffensive to recapture the area from the Russians, and they want to get the average people away from the conflict that they are expecting to have happen here. So they're giving people a heads up in a post on, this according to the AP, in a post on Telegram. The pro-Kremlin regional administration strongly urged civilians to use boat crossings over a major river to move deeper into Russian-held territory, citing a tense situation on the front and the threat of shelling and alleged plans for terror attacks by Kyiv, which has been going on in the Donbass region for some time. And now that Kherson is joining Russia, they're expecting the same sort of violence to be brought against the people of Kherson by the Ukrainian government. They've been in Russian hands since the early days of the nearly eight-month-long war, and the city is in the is the capital of a region of the same name, one of four that Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed last month. Well, that's according to the Western governments. According to Putin, it's all entirely legal because they held a vote. And what else? On Friday, Ukrainian forces bombarded Russian positions across the province, targeting pro-Kremlin forces' resupply routes across the Dnieper River and preparing for a final push to reclaim the city. Of course,
what would a legal annexing look like? Because, I mean, I have only ever heard the term used, like, this empire has decided that this chunk of whatever is now
theirs. Yeah.
What would a legal version of that even look like?
I guess where one where the Ukrainian government said, "Okay, see ya."
Right.
We'll honor your vote and let you leave. I mean, a more legitimate one would have been to have some third party like the UN come in and monitor the vote, and that way they could put their little seal of approval on it and say this was a legitimate vote. So, because that's what they're saying in advance of the vote.
But then they might get the outcome they don't want. I mean, if you brought in the UN and made sure the vote was legitimate, then they might vote the way you didn't want them to. And then everyone in the world would know for sure that they actually voted that way.
Well, I think they probably still would have voted to join Russia.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that whatsoever. It saddens me.
And the Ukrainian government didn't want the vote to happen either because, if you recall, they were threatening their own people and said, if you participate in the vote, we will put you in prison.
Right.
So they ensured, the Ukrainian government ensured that none of their supporters, or very few of them, would actually bother to vote in this. So they ensured that the numbers would have been tipped overwhelmingly in the favor.
And then probably
Russia.
Also...
See, you only won because I didn't let my people vote against it.
Well,
yeah.
And then they probably also effectively made a list of who were and were not the supporters of each side within
that's right.
the country itself.
So presumably the Ukrainian government, if they are able to retake this land from Russia, will then proceed to punish whatever people haven't evacuated. So, you know, the right move here for the people of Kherson is to do as the Russians are suggesting and get the F out.
I don't know why. Like, if you had any possible resources whatsoever to get out of there, why would you even be there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I suddenly...
It's home. You know
okay.
how people are. You know, they stay yeah. where they're raised. It's not just an American thing. It's a people thing.
What if Canada tried to annex New Hampshire? Would you leave immediately? Would you, because you had some resources, would you GTFO?
Well, New Hampshire's got a lot of guns.
Well, okay.
Like, probably more machine guns in New Hampshire than all of Canada, including the Canadian government.
That's probably accurate. But I'm just saying,
to be perfectly honest, what I would try to do is I'd probably do what I could to make sure that we ended up neither a part of the U.S. nor a part of Canada.
Sure. I'm just saying that, like, some people, because home is really all they have.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all they have
yeah,
is their
house,
their apartment, their land, or whatever.
Where are they going to end up?
Right.
In Russia, yeah. Western, you know, are they going to get taken in by other Russian people?
Are they going to be able to
cities,
you know,
in the
find
winter?
Employment or move their business
yeah.
or take their skills elsewhere? Do they have to give up land that's been in their family for generations? You know, what are the repercussions here?
Yeah, still seems better than exploding.
It comes down to what are you willing to die for?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, if you are willing to die to stay in your ancestral land, then I could definitely see that being a reason to stay. Short of that, on the other hand, you'd think that they'd get away from where people are being shot for existing.
The Russian-installed officials were reported as trying to desperately turn Kherson City, a prime objective for both sides because of its key industries and ports, into a fortress while attempting to relocate tens of thousands of residents. The Kremlin poured as many as 2,000 draftees into the surrounding region to replenish losses and strengthen frontline units, according to the Ukrainian Army's general staff. The wide Dnieper River figures as a major factor in the fighting, making it hard for Russia to supply its troops defending the city and nearby areas on the West Bank after relentless Ukrainian strikes rendered the main crossings unusable. So they're going to trash their own city, is what they're going to do. Well, if you can't have it, or if I can't have it, no one can.
This thing just reminds me of like a schoolyard fight between two, you know, 5-6-year-old kids who are arguing over, no, it's mine, no, it's mine, no, it's mine, you can't have it, well, fine. And then they break it because they don't want the other guy
That's
to have it.
That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Except it's people's lives and businesses.
These are just giant temper tantrums by people who believe they have power.
Taking control of Kherson has allowed Russia to resume fresh water supplies from the Dnieper to Crimea, which were cut by Ukraine after Moscow's annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula. A big hydroelectric power plant upstream from Kherson City is a key source of energy for the southern region. Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of trying to blow it up to flood the mostly flat region. Kherson's Kremlin-backed authorities previously announced plans to evacuate all Russia-appointed officials and as many as 60,000 civilians across the river in what a local leader said would be an organized gradual displacement. Another Russia-installed official estimated Saturday that around 25,000 people from across the region had made their way over the river. In a Telegram post, he claimed that the civilians were relocating willingly. Quote, people are actively moving because today the priority is life. We do not drag anyone anywhere, he said, adding that some residents could be waiting for the Ukrainian army to reclaim the city.
Mm.
So it's getting ugly, uglier than it has already been.
Well, this is what happens when two world powers decide to have their proxy war in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, this could happen. Like, anywhere.
Yes.
Really. It could.
On Earth.
Yeah.
Anywhere on Earth.
Because every place on Earth has been claimed by a government. There's roughly 200 governments on planet Earth, so you do the math.
Not all of them are nuclear powers, so you might actually have a better chance against one or another as far as defending your own turf.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's you're up against one of the biggest.
So you certainly can't go somewhere where there isn't a government and live freely.
No, unfortunately not.
Well, and unfortunately, the countries of the United States and Russia haven't gone, huh, well, now that nuclear weapons exist, maybe I should stop trying to take over the planet. Because that's why they're not fighting a war directly, is because of nuclear weapons.
Yep.
But they can't stop trying to take over the planet, so they have to have these proxy wars.
Never mind the politicians actually partaking in the actual war itself and doing the killing themselves because they're cowards.
Well, right. No, they're profiting off of the military-industrial complexes in each country.
Your thoughts are welcome on this situation, or coming up, the captain's going to tell us about a county employee who's being gifted some immunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply
apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
I'm there. I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Don't forget, you can join these guys a little bit later, starting at 10:30.
These guys.
Oh, I'm not going to be here, but you guys will.
Yeah.
Captain will be heading up the this episode, tonight's episode of Beard Talk Live, which will start at 10:30 Eastern.
True.
On our Odyssey channel over at watch.freetalklive.com. That's watch.freetalklive.com. That's right where the stream's going to be, so just bookmark that and come back to it about a half hour after the radio show ends, and you will be able to be entertained by a show that has no FCC restrictions. So check them out later tonight.
And lots of beard.
Yes, indeed. That's pretty much the story from the Russia situation. The conflict is getting worse, as we predicted that was going to happen. Captain, you had a story you mentioned at the beginning of the show tonight about county employees and qualified immunity. And you said that only the police had qualified immunity, and I am shocked. I did not think that was the case. I thought it was every government bureaucrat had.
Well,
immunity from their actions.
You may be closer to being correct than you realize.
Okay.
What happens when a county employee acts like a police officer? This is from Reason.com. A highway engineer got qualified immunity for detaining drivers despite not being a cop. It's likely that a large chunk of people reading this have had the unenviable experience of being pulled over by a police officer for a traffic infraction. You know what you're supposed to do, but what are you supposed to do when a government employee who is not a police officer pulls you over, detains you for hours, and tries to perform a traffic stop despite having no authority to do so?
Invoke the right of revolution. Oh, sorry. Just a New Hampshire thing.
It is.
We welcome your suggestions. It's a brainstorming session. You know, right. Feel free to just pipe in with whatever idea pops into your head. According to U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit, you are, in some circumstances, supposed to accept this. As if working as, say, a highway engineer confers the monopoly on power held by the state. If government has one thing, it has audacity.
But that's the thing. It basically does, because even though the state highway guy doesn't carry a gun, he still believes that he has so-called authority over you.
State authority, not, like, expertise in a certain area.
Yes, thanks for clarifying that. The magical,
something so legitimate.
The magical type of authority that doesn't actually exist. It only exists in people's minds.
Right.
But he is one of the people that believes it. And this just attaches to every government bureaucrat, because they all... So one of the things I noticed years ago is they all really seem to get off on telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Whether it be the bureaucrat behind the desk at, you know, the courthouse who's just ordering you to fill out Form A or Form B or the meter maid or whatever. Or in one example that I can remember specifically, I was in the Keene City Hall, and this bureaucrat who's like the janitor just started telling one of my friends what he needed to do with something or other. I don't know what it was, but you know, something petty, something stupid. He just started ordering my friend to do something. I was like, well, you don't have to do what this guy says, but the janitor certainly wanted this person to. And the average person who doesn't think outside the box would absolutely have just done whatever the janitor told him to do, just because people don't question so-called authority as a general rule. And so these bureaucrats, they seem to really relish telling people, you know, oh, go over here, do this, fill out this form.
As a member of government, I am part of the aristocracy. We are simply a better class of person than you plebeians.
That's what they really believe.
Therefore,
oh, they do.
You must obey me in everything.
And they believe that by doing so, they're serving you.
They really believe that,
public
though.
Public servants.
Do they really believe that?
Well, they really like the accolade of pretending that it is so.
Yeah.
They like to put themselves in the light of being a public servant while in fact ruling over you. So they really like to get the best of both worlds. So they get the honor of someone who does serve others well and in an important role.
Right.
While in fact not actually serving anyone whatsoever.
Or being important.
But I do wonder, like, what do they actually believe? Do they really believe in their heart of hearts, if they have one, that they are actually a public servant, that they are serving the average person? Or is it that they know that they have power and they relish that power, and they know that the whole public service thing is just a cover for that?
It's an excuse to be a tyrant is what it is.
Yes, but how many of them
I'd say on average they actually believe both.
Mm-hmm.
So they are simultaneously serving you, but they're serving you in the way that a parent serves a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're beneath me, so I'll do you a favor by keeping you out of trouble so that you don't make your own decisions and screw your life up.
Interesting. So this situation is not hypothetical for one Jonathan Large. That's his real name, Jonathan Large. One such engineer working for Manaman County, Minnesota. In 2017, he took umbrage with CSI, not Crime Scene Investigators. CSI is the name of a company that repairs roads. So they're a private company that the government contracts to for road repair, called CSI, in a petty dispute that quickly escalated into much more. The nitty-gritty details go something like this. The state of Minnesota hired CSI to execute some highway repairs, which required them to travel on specific roads to complete the assignment. Jonathan Large, as the overseer of these haul roads, tried to stop the company from using them. The state ultimately gave CSI access to some, but not all routes. As the project progressed, CSI requested access to another road, which they would travel on after emptying their load, thus mollifying any concerns about weight limits. Large, however, was not mollified. About an hour before CSI would be on that road, he let them know that he had arbitrarily lowered the weight limit so as to disqualify their travel.
Huh.
Upon seeing,
is this a private road? Is Large the owner of the road? I'm not clear on that.
Question.
It sounds like
he's
acting like
an engineer.
Oh.
He's a city engineer overseeing the project.
I missed that detail.
Well, the city owns the road, and he's part of the city. So,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
He certainly thinks he owns it.
Thanks for clarifying.
Sure. Upon seeing two CSI trucks saunter towards him, Large used his vehicle to block their path. One driver testified he witnessed government officials changing the weight signs in front of them. So they
had
signs on the road said weight limit this, that, or the other, and they changed them like while they were at the roadblock. Large then said they would need to wait for police to come and ticket them before he proceeded to call the sheriff's office, the White Earth Tribal Police Department, and state troopers. Apparently this is a reservation as well.
Uh-huh.
All to address a truck he alleged was overweight, as other seemingly overweight trucks continued down the road unbothered.
Huh.
Large, he's so judgmental about trucks.
Yeah. Large arbitrarily lowered the limit from 5 tons per axle to 5 tons total.
Wow, okay.
So a quarter. Which would make it illegal for even many pickup trucks or vans to use those roads.
Or half.
Large did this to target my company's trucks, this is the guy speaking for the company, which were running empty on these roads for his petty power play, said Alan Minareff, CSI's president, in a statement. He let other heavier trucks pass while he only stopped CSI trucks and detained the drivers. If it's a free country, that means we should be able to drive on roads just like anybody else. Yeah, of course. Yes. Our reaction is no, it's not a free country.
But just to clarify, this company was there at the behest of the state. Right? And they encountered resistance from a city bureaucrat. Am I understanding this correctly? CSI was there to repair roads.
Right. CSI is the company doing the road repair, and he's an engineer, city engineer, Mr. Large.
Right.
So,
and he comes in to
he comes in and is like, man, I don't know, I'm going to get trouble on my roads or whatever, right? So, yeah, it's just bizarre. It's a bizarre, like, flex. That's all that's really happening here is Mr. Large is flexing his authoritarian power.
Where does the qualified immunity come into play?
Well, so CSI sued for this behavior and for usurping this extrajudicial authority. The federal courts awarded Large qualified immunity. So the company, the road repair company, CSI, sued, and the courts went, oh, no, this guy, he's a city engineer, but he has qualified immunity because we say so.
Yeah.
Wow. So, like, in a just system, like, you know, you would get if you had competition in courts, at the very least, what would happen is they'd see the lawsuit and go, oh, you were breaking the law by, you know, imprisoning someone without, you know, due process. Because, I mean, it may not be actually reasonably moral to do due process and then kidnap someone, but they at least believe that you are allowed to kidnap people after you go through the rigmarole of, you know, having a trial.
Mm-hmm.
So, the doctrine of qualified immunity protects government employees when an alleged violation is not clearly established in a prior court precedent, meaning CSI had to find a previous ruling with nearly identical facts. Guess what? None exists.
And so, again, it's not just for the police. It's just you hear about it a lot with the police because they're usually the ones violating people's rights on a more, you know, consistent basis. So they tend to have more court cases about them. But if you're a government bureaucrat, you tend to be given this thing.
Probably not the end of the story.
Yeah, maybe more come up later tonight with Beard Talk Live starting at 10:30 Eastern Time.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.